45s.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, I'm your boy K-Stucky 76.
And we are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. Get the Scumbag News every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to catch the Scumbag Lounge every Friday at 4 p.m. on Blazing 420 at WPM.com. Also on Dirty Basement Radio, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. And follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on all social media platforms at the Scumbag Lounge. Mm. Sly, what's up, man?
Happy birthday, nigga.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little toasty, you know. We doing birthday shots all day.
But boy, straight off the still got a damn work pants on.
Work pants.
Cargos.
Cargos, the Dickies.
Yeah,
Dickies.
Yeah,
so
you rich.
There you go.
You ain't got the ones out of Sam's.
No. Got my Dickies on.
Yeah, man.
But happy birthday shout out to you, K-Stuck.
Yeah. It was a week ago. A little over a week ago, man. The Scorpio season. Best time of the damn year.
That's right.
You know. But you give a boy birthday shout out, man.
There you go.
Birthday scum, man. You know.
Happy Veterans Day to you also.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know, we should get a whole month. You know,
but
the sacrifice is made, but we'll take what we can get.
That go to corral ain't enough.
No, just one time at go to corral ain't enough, man. 10 piece boneless out of Buffalo Wild Wings ain't quite enough.
Yeah, man. Have a Veterans Day to all our veterans.
Yeah, man. To my brothers, to their homes, man. Hope y'all enjoy y'all day.
To my brother Rob, Chill Will.
Money Bags.
Mims.
Yeah. Man, the list goes on. Smitty. Oh man, so many of y'all, man. I can't run. I run 2 hours off.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the people, man.
All our veterans, man.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for y'all service. Yeah, happy birthday to our podcast sister, Yosh with the most.
Yosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to my goddaughter, Layla. Happy birthday to my damn guy, Shotgun.
Pow. Man, I'm telling you, bro, Scorpios are out here, boy. You hear me?
Yeah.
We deep.
Yeah.
I got cousins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen, there's so many of us, man. Scorpio season.
Yeah, happy birthday to my Blazer 420 sister, Naomi.
Yeah, shout out.
Happy birthday, we love you.
Well, I
appreciate
you,
all the hard work
it's
you do
lot of,
for
it's
us.
It's a lot of people out here. It's a lot of people we know.
That's
around
right.
The same season, man.
That's right.
And just on Facebook period, man, I've been sending birthday shots out all for the last 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, look, we got a birthday shot.
Birthday
so if
shot
you hear somebody breathing
other.
A little heavy, that's that raw liquor.
Yeah. So we did a lot. Here lately. I think we missed one. I've been down last week. I've been down under the weather. You know, it's flu season. So, you gotta
get that emergency pack. Talk them down vitamin C's, man. Yeah, like Tic Tacs.
Yeah. 1,000 milligrams.
Yeah, no less. No less than 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
CCCs. So,
right.
Hey man, it's out here. People coming to work sick because they ain't got no damn time. They can't take all, they ain't got no damn. They done burn all their damn time in the summer.
That's
now they
right.
Got to come to work sick, them motherfuckers.
That's right.
Sniffing and shit, snot ass nose at the clock.
Right.
Clocking in. Look at you.
So where we want to start at, man?
Bro, we got so much out here, man. We got
so much.
So much, man.
Damn.
You want to start with the snap?
What's the snap?
There ain't none.
Huh?
There ain't none.
Oh, the snap benefits, but they're good now.
Who good?
Hey, producer, hit the clock.
Who got their money?
Oh, you got it? Huh?
Who got their money?
Well, the government shutdown over now, right?
Who says who?
Trump signed a bill the other day.
What the fuck
right?
That mean?
The other night, right?
Yeah. He signed something.
They said it should be it, Niggas, it said it should be done about about Tuesday, something like that.
We gonna see. I'm telling you right now, if that damn $15 still showing up on that damn balance on somebody EBT, it's gonna be a fucking problem. Motherfucker get too close, can't get that stuffing, can't get that damn gravy, can't get that shit. The Thanksgiving dinner's ready. The butterball turkeys and shit get ready to get all bought up. You'll be stuck with 21-pound turkeys. I'm telling you right now, they don't send, they don't run that money. It's gonna be some chaos in the streets.
But I think this should have about it. I know they was talking about damn people should start getting their checks, back pay checks tomorrow, right? Saturday.
Well, what's up with this 2,000?
Yeah,
they so called letting you borrow, because they ain't giving you nothing. They letting you borrow that 2,000.
You got to claim that.
You got to claim that on your taxes. So, hey, I hope y'all realize you ain't getting shit. They're getting it back income tax season. They're getting their money.
Why they giving out $2,000 though?
The hush money.
What that mean?
Because people on his ass, his ratings is low. You know, his approval rating is in the tank. Mm-hmm. You know, this the way you keep this the way he do. He dangle money in people's face because, you know, that's what people about around is money. Dangle $2,000 in your face so you to get, go to Walmart, get that shit right back. And then think that's just supposed to clear up all this pedophile, you know, talk and all that. That's supposed to make all that go away.
But did he promise that shit, come back in the office, right?
What?
Like get the people a check. Not a lot of people voted for because he got a check.
Man, shit. That check was supposed to be out.
Yeah. So they talk about paying the air traffic controllers back $10,000 back.
Okay.
Bonus.
Bonus. We gotta know at our big age what bonus really means.
What's that mean?
It's being taxed by 42%. And then when they put it on your check, it's gonna get taxed again. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. It's a bonus, bro. That's why you get hit with the 42% on the bonus. And then you get hit again on your taxes. That piece of paper they gave them was just, you know, it wasn't $10,000. I guarantee. Talk to anybody who got that money. You ain't got $10,000 straight cash. It's taxed. That's why they call it a bonus.
Well, a lot of people are upset about it. A few people are upset about it because they think more than just the air traffic controllers should be getting.
Teachers should be getting this shit. All kind of people should be getting. Listen, if you can afford teachers to give, I'm just saying, teachers don't get no money. What I'm saying is if you giving, I mean, I know you're talking about federal workers and stuff, yeah, but I'm just saying in general, right?
TSA?
I mean.
TSA workers, right?
TSA workers. You got all kind of federal people, but I just feel like that $10,000, if you can give, ICE agents 50. TSA agents, you giving them supposedly 10, well, like I say, a bonus or whatever, so you go tax the fuck out of it. Yeah, so you know. They just dangle money in people's face, man. Think they're just supposed to quiet them up from, you know, from what's really going on out here. You know, this bill and you know, all that shit that you know, that's gonna be coming down the pipeline, man.
Yeah. So,
$2,000 ain't gonna push people up, man. People still gonna be, still don't like that motherfucker. Give my $2,000, but I still don't like you.
Word. So
we'll see, man. Hey, some people need that money, man. Some people like really need that money, like right now, and you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, they do.
Yeah. So you know. But if you can make provision for some people, you can be able to make provision for all. If you're getting
absolutely
900 kazillion, trillion, $1 billion off of tariffs every damn month, pay these people.
That where the money coming from, though. That what he's saying, the $2,000 coming from the tariffs, right?
That's what he's saying?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what.
But who's tracking the But the thing is, with me and this tariff money, if it's so much tariff money, it should be way more than $2,000 getting passed off. If you're doing that ever since you've been in office.
Right.
Like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
You want $2,000, but Kamala's give you $25 to buy a house, and that wasn't good enough.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't keep want to beat a dead horse here, but come on, man. You give me $2,000 in prime Black Friday, about Black Friday around the damn corner and shit.
Black Friday.
You know what I'm saying? You give me $2,000, I can go run right down to Walmart and fight over them damn two TVs and get the shit right the fuck back.
Walmart got them 50-inch Vizios, $129.
Yeah, 50-inch Vizios. $129. I'm thinking about getting one. So I could put in the man cave. But what I'm saying, like,
I'm going to go get about two of them things.
You know what I'm saying? They're giving you this money for you to just turn around and put it right back in their hand. Because they know that's how people going to carry on.
Right.
PlayStation 5s, who ain't got there last year, those shit's off the shelf, bro.
Right.
Two bands, I still got $1,500 left. All right. So people just got to understand, man. We at the age now where we understand what's going on. Some of the young cats about to get this $2,000. And they about to start the scamming back up.
What you call it? They about to start the scamming back
up. Yeah, scamming about to go back heavy. Man, what I'm going to tell you. All right, watch. About to be scamming season around this motherfucker in a little bit.
Ooh. So, what else going on, man, before we get into
shit,
it?
Man.
Let's see.
You got Shaq acting a fool, no?
Shaq?
Yeah.
What shit acting a fool about?
Call Angel Reese 1,000 fucking times.
Listen, man.
Shaq got to stop, man.
No.
He got to stop, bro.
Angel Reese got to stop.
Shaq got to stop too, man.
No.
I'm blaming Shaq. Shaq the mature adult here. This girl 22, man. Leave her alone, bro.
She that young? I don't know.
23, I'm sorry. She's 23. Leave her alone, bro.
Why?
Nigga.
I don't think Shaq. First of all.
Yes, he is.
This nigga put his... This nigga now, Aiden Reese would be who she is based off of Shaq, though.
Ooh, I disagree, Skull. I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Shaq had her back on a lot of shit.
He had her back, but he didn't help make who she is now. She was going that way before Shaq even got in the
picture. Yeah, she was going to be that. Like, her trajectory was headed up college.
Was headed straight out of college, bro.
Yeah, at LSU, she had
deals and all kind of shit going on before Shaq even came into the picture.
Yeah, that's a
Shaq making himself look like he thirsty as fuck.
Did Shaq put her on with Reebok?
No.
Yes, it did.
No.
Shaq put her on with Reebok. Shaq and Shaq and AI.
Pull it up.
Shaq and AI put her on with a Reebok deal.
She was going down the shoe game. They might have got her to sign with Reebok.
Yeah.
But the shoe deal was out there.
She had multiple shoe deals, bro. She had multiple shoe deals. Because it wasn't off of her. She's okay. She's an okay player.
She's a marketable player, bro.
Yeah, and that's what it was. It was her her marketability. Cause like her,
what marketability? She don't hardly fucking play.
No, I'm talking about
she
like
plays,
her.
Man.
You know, she led the league in rebound last year and double doubles last year.
She got fucking hurt.
Yeah, the girl they peeled against got hurt too.
Yeah.
So that's why all that shit died down. But coming out was hurt.
But before she even played a game, she had so many deals. Like her Instagram, just off of her Instagram following.
I don't respect none of that shit she got fucking going on. When that nigga fucking RG3 was talking shit about her, who the fuck stood up for her?
I'm not saying that he didn't stand up for her.
Shaq
also knew what the fuck he was doing when he talked about that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because again, you got other black women getting talked about. Shaq don't have a fucking thing to say.
Yeah, he kept his mouth shut.
No, come on.
He kept his mouth shut about.
What you mean?
Yeah.
Who?
Angel Reese didn't need.
There's a lot of black women getting talked about, and he don't open his mouth about nothing. About Angel Reese,
that ain't got nothing to do with Shaq.
Shaq ain't got nothing to do with Angel Reese. Shaq jumped on that he jumped on that train. That train didn't need him.
Yeah, that train didn't need him.
That train didn't need Shaq.
He didn't make her, and she didn't make him. But
of course,
we can't
Shaq
say.
Jumped in that train.
Yeah, yeah.
That train had already left the station, bro.
Yeah.
Shaq joined the Angel Reese down campaign.
Nah.
Yep.
She didn't ask Shaq to join her, bro.
She didn't ask her. But she sure didn't fucking deny it.
And we're not saying that she didn't. Ain't nobody saying
she turned the help down. But Shaq, you giving Shaq more credit than he deserved.
But now Shaq got to put her on. Now she want her down.
What he put her on to?
I'm a fucking ignore Shaq.
What he put
her
on to?
That's what I'm saying. What he put on to?
That she ain't already had going.
Her fucking shoe deal she got.
No.
Who told you that?
I'm telling you, she had multiple shoe deals.
Who told you that?
Love it.
Who told you that, bro? Deals, man. Listen, I'm not the biggest Angel Reese fan either, but who told you that? Shaq ain't gave her shit, bro. Shaq is riding his
look
train.
Look it up, man. Look it up. All right. We got a producer right here. Right. Come on.
He got it. Yeah.
There you go. Shaq, and then you got a whole matchup over there.
She had other opportunities too, man. I'm not saying Shaq didn't say, hey, Reebok this or Reebok that. I'm not saying any of those things. But Shaq didn't just bought her own, bro.
When did her and Shaq start dealing?
I don't know. That's
the first question.
I don't know because the only time we seen him on a podcast one time. And Shaq was being real.
No, I'm just saying, was it this year? Was it last year?
I just know Shaq had a back.
No, I'm just saying, was it this year or last year? Year before?
I don't know. I don't know how long Shaq had her back for. But I imagine he probably had her back since she been at LSU. Right?
He might have been a fan. Like a Ryan Clark was a fan and other fans and other people was.
Yeah.
Ryan Clark and Shaq ain't even a fucking.
Well, I'm not comparing it too far as what they got going on. I'm just saying they both personalities from LSU.
Yeah.
On TV. That's
true.
That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
I'm not comparing the wealth or who the bigger person here. Well, but they both got things going on from LSU.
Nah, that bitch, that nigga corny. She corny for that shit.
She corner for it, knowing a nigga that calling her 20, 30 times a day. Like, all she got to do is sit around and wait on Shaq to call her. Shaq corner for keep calling that fucking much. Nigga, just reach out and say, hey, hit me up when you get a minute.
I was Shaq.
Quit fucking calling him.
I was Shaq. I pulled that motherfucking deal.
He can't pull shit that he don't own.
Okay, now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he do.
Let me say this.
Tell him to pull the deal. Hold on. Let's say this.
There might be, and you know, Stucky, I'm usually with you.
No, go ahead.
But there might be something to what Eric is saying.
I'm telling you, though.
Shaq and Angel Reese began dealing with each other in February of 2023 when she hosted his daughter, Miara, for a visit to LSU.
Okay.
Their relationship grew after O'Neal challenged Reese to a 2020 performance, which meant solidified. This led to O'Neal playing a role in Reese's multi-year endorsement deal with Reebok in October 2023.
Deal. I didn't say he didn't have a part. I never said that.
Yeah.
He didn't say it was other deals out there that she could have took outside of just that one.
Maybe so, but that's the deal she got.
Okay. But Shaq getting something out of y'all. Let Shaq just this fucking angel, just angel with Wayne, just right here doing good deeds for niggas.
Fuck that Angel Reese motherfucker, man.
Man, Shaq, Shaq need to quit acting like an old horny ass nigga and leave that young girl alone, man. If you done did the deal for her, quit holding shit over here like you own her fucking ass, man. You too old for that shit, nigga.
That nigga call you, you answer the phone.
You don't have to fucking answer the phone for that nigga. That nigga don't own nothing. That nigga don't own you.
Well,
that nigga her boss.
How the fuck is that?
Cause he is.
That girl got shit going on besides answering the phone for Shaq when he called 30 fucking times.
Is Shaq her boss or what?
No.
No, he's not, nigga.
Yes, he is.
Oh my God. All right.
Y'all niggas ain't watch Netflix shit with Shaq and AI?
No, I didn't. Shaq don't own fucking Angel Reese, bro. Jesus Christ.
She also had a pending deal with Nike.
Yes.
She also had an offer from Nike.
Well, who she got to deal with?
She chose Reebok because she felt like Reebok was prioritizing her more than Nike did. That's why she chose Reebok. It's literally right here.
I don't hear Shaq name nowhere in that.
What Shaq got to do with Reebok? Y'all niggas see Netflix?
Shaq don't own Reebok, nigga.
He owned the division of it.
Oh, God.
No, he don't.
Pull it up, nigga.
Okay, listen. Shaq played a part in her getting the deal. Kudos to Shaq. But Shaq shooting Reebok ain't did shit either. Who the fuck wearing Shaqs? Besides old niggas at a retirement home.
And Shaq wasn't even.
A lot of niggas wear Reeboks. Bro. Niggas work out of
Who
Reebok
Who wearing Shaqs, nigga? Who wearing Shaq's?
But Shaq don't make a Reebok sneaker no more.
Shit, man. Well, he need to shut the fuck up and leave that girl alone, man. Quit fucking hounding her, bro. Damn, you look thirsty as fuck. You calling the girl. If she owe you so much, what you say? She owe you so much. Why you fucking calling this girl 30, 40 fucking times, bro?
He looked stupid for that. He does look
thirsty. He looks stupid, bro.
No, she's stupid for putting that shit out there.
Well, that's where you roll when you run with a 23-year-old.
She a clown.
Okay. That's fine. That's fair. But Shaq, when you run with a 23-year-old, this is what you get, 23-year-old problems.
Wait. We must pull back a little bit. Because while Reese was at LSU, this is before Shaq, she did have an NIL deal with Reebok.
God damn.
She did have an NIL deal with Reebok.
I guess Shaq had something to do with that.
And they said, which eventually led to the professional shoe deal. But she had an NIL when she was in college with Reebok.
Okay.
I guess that Shaq probably, I guess that Shaq doing too. Huh?
Shaq doing too.
Shaq ain't had shit to do with that.
That's before she, but they're saying that's that, like, before. The time frame of that is she met Shaq in February of 23. She had this NIL when she got to LSU.
Shaq need to quit acting like an old horny ass nigga.
She ain't even that fucking good.
Well, that's what you say, but that ain't what the numbers say.
Mm-hmm. What numbers?
The number of games she missed? It don't matter. The number of games she played, she performed. Whatever that is, I can't take the numbers away from her, bro. She played how she, whatever it is, she played good enough for them to.
Oh, damn, she did.
Put the numbers up.
Her stats, 14 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal.
That's a game.
That's damn good.
That's a game, right?
That's per game, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So how many
fucking
about?
How many fucking games she missed?
Don't matter.
That shit up.
Don't matter. What does that matter?
It matters a lot.
What does that matter though?
The best ability is availability. She ain't fucking available.
Okay, so she ain't fucking available in your eyes. But when she play, she plays. You can't help somebody getting hurt. Goddamn, Scum. Niggas get hurt all the time.
She'll been lead
2 years.
Oh,
wait, now.
Niggas get hurt. She'll been lead 2 years.
Okay, and?
So how many games you think she missed?
She probably been like fucking 30 fucking games.
She only missed 14 games.
Nah, fuck that
I'm
looking at the research.
14 games this year or last year?
In the 2025 WNBA season, she only missed 14 games.
How many games she missed last year?
That was last year, 2025. No, I'm talking
the year before that, her rookie year. How many fucking games she missed?
I don't understand what it mean anything at. Because the numbers don't lie.
She missed 13, 14 games this year.
She's supposed to play hurt.
Huh?
She's supposed to play hurt then. That's what's supposed to happen here.
Fucking hurt all the fucking
She's supposed
time.
To play hurt. I'm going to ask a question.
Huh?
She's supposed to play hurt.
No, she
okay then. So how
no,
the fuck?
She supposed to play, but she hurt that
she,
fucking.
She how missed. You know? Wait, hold on. You know how many games she missed in 2024?
How many?
6.
That bitch missed more than fucking.
Oh. She missed.
Now everybody lying.
Hold on, now she missed all of the games following the September 6th game, which includes the team's final 6 regular season games.
Wow, she missed so much.
That's how many games she missed. I'm looking at the thing right. No.
Everybody's lying right now.
That bitch missed
the internet's lying. Everybody's lying except
I'm
this
just
nigga.
Saying, I just
this
nigga, this
the numbers
the
don't
say.
Lie, bro.
She missed all summer.
What the fuck they got to do in it? The whole league missed the summer. The whole league missed the summer.
The WNBA start up in the summer, right?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They start in December, November, somewhere along
there.
They
start in the summer.
December somewhere. And then they championship is in.
It started after the NBA, right?
No.
Yes, it does.
It goes on during the NBA season too, Scone. It crossover.
No.
It do crossover,
no,
bro.
No.
All right, then.
No.
All right. It crosses over.
It starts in May.
It crosses over.
They start in May 16th.
When the NBA championship is done.
Okay.
And it crosses over, right?
The NBA championship is
the first week of July.
The first week of June, right?
Didn't I say they crossover?
They finish about mid to the end of June.
No, hell the
fuck. The finals are the mid to end of June.
This nigga here crazy.
He just like me typing right now.
No, he know what it is. He just want me to type shit.
That's bullshit.
He just want to type shit.
That's not true. At this point, he just want me to type shit.
Because they have games on Saturday.
It's start.
They have WNBA games on Saturday.
Like the second week of June when the fucking NBA season over with.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Bro, it depends on who's playing, how long the playoffs going on. Come on, Scum.
Yes, it is, man.
Let it go, bro.
Okay. Let it go. When were the NBA finals over with this year? Come on, man.
Here we go.
I bet you it was past June 2nd.
Yeah, of course.
No,
I said the second week of June is over.
So that's still how many games they play. How many games they didn't I say the season crossover?
What you talking about? 2 weeks?
How is that fucking 2 weeks? And it starts in May, and you talking about mid June?
Okay. He said season starts May 16th, right?
Okay. Okay.
That we said right.
May 16th, season starts.
It went
3 games a week, two to three games a week. But yet they ain't playing no games.
2 to 3 weeks.
9 games, 9 or 10 games. Like, what are you talking about, bro? They don't play 82 games in the WNBA.
They don't. I know they don't.
June 22nd.
Wow, that's the end of the fucking month.
That's exactly what I said. The end of the month.
What the fuck is this nigga talking about?
It's them drinks.
That's the drinks, bro.
That's the third week.
That's the end of the month.
Shots.
That's the third week.
It's
of
only
June.
30 days in
that's
damn
the,
June.
That's the end of the month.
That's the third week of June.
Over, bro.
Oh, that's the third. That Father's Day weekend.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Happy birthday,
bro.
Is that not?
No, that's not, nigga.
It is Father's Day weekend.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, nobody remember Michael Jordan crying on the basketball.
What the fuck is this nigga talking about?
He don't even know.
You don't even know what day that was, nigga.
Yeah, it was Father's Day weekend.
Oh, God.
That was NBA season with Father's Day weekend.
Oh, God. He is true. He is right. That Father's Day is June 20th. Last, well, upcoming this year, it'll be June 21st.
This year. Coming. This June coming.
Yeah.
And when it was last year.
Wow.
That means June 20th.
It's always the third Sunday in June.
Okay. Nope.
Okay,
that's what,
so
I'm
what we talking
you.
About. And then the next week, June is over.
But wait, what did Father's Day have to do with this?
Nothing.
It's number three. It don't cost over that fucking much.
It starts when the shit ain't over. But like, what are you talking about?
May 16th is when the WNBA starts.
What the fuck is this nigga talking about? There's like a whole month
that they're playing at the same time.
Act like they play one game a week.
Y'all giving that motherfucker a pass.
Nah,
man.
You need to get off her nuts, bro.
She need to give Shaq some more fucking respect.
Fuck Shaq.
Because Shaq the one fucking put her on.
Shaq is a whole ass. Shaq is a whole ass nigga for running behind that young ass girl. And that's his problem.
Shaq hold her down for a time.
She don't owe
career.
Shaq. Fuck Shaq.
You know what I mean?
Fuck Shaq can't ass. He fucking running behind that young ass girl because he wants some pussy. Oh, fucking clown ass nigga.
That's why Kate Clark better, huh?
Okay. Hey, how many games she missed this year? How many games Kate Clark missed this year?
All of them.
Since you supporting them damn Trump, since you run behind them Trump supporters, how many games her fucking ass missed this year? How many games her fucking ass missed?
She missed all of them.
Well, tough.
Damn, 31.
31, wow.
Hey, you know how many games in the regular season?
only fucking 40.
41.
Availability is availability. Come on, man. You get out of here with that shit, man.
What are you talking about?
Shaq wrong with how he carrying on, man. He acting like a bitch out here, man.
Yeah, he is.
He acting like a little bitch, man. You need to stop, bro. Quit running behind that young ass girl. Let that girl live, man. You did your job. You ain't her daddy. You ain't her damn uncle. You just a nigga that's trying to profit off of her and think you could just call it.
Shaq ain't trying to profit on no fucking damn Reese.
What the fuck he got a deal for then? Because he cared?
Huh?
That nigga got paid for that deal, bro. Come on, man. Stop.
Shaq don't need no Angel Reese
money at all.
At all, dog.
So you mean to tell me Shaq just out of kindness of his heart help her get a Reebok deal.
Shaq, that she already
fucking was dealing with before he got there?
Shaq a $500 million nigga. Why he need Angel Reese?
He don't. And she don't need him either. He chose to jump on that. Angel Reese didn't go to Shaq ask for help.
He tried to have her.
She had the fucking deal before he got there.
Yeah, she had a whole NIL before she got there. She already had the relationship with Reebok.
Damn. This nigga jumped in the fray.
A nigga hold her down.
Now he might have came in and got her more money.
He held her.
But we don't know that either.
But we don't even know that. But no, it did say that he was that he played a part.
What the fuck that mean?
He held her ass down. Her daddy played a part too.
Her mama did too.
You're right about
that. I mean, what the fuck we talking about?
He held her ass down.
He held her down for what? What he got out of it? He got on ESPN?
No.
Or whatever? Talking about, y'all need to stop talking about Angel Reese.
I'll punch your fucking face.
Who he punched? Who he punched anybody yet?
Nope.
Did he punch anybody yet?
Not yet.
Exactly.
Don't act like Shaq ain't back. I like
Shaq. Shaq got scooped by Barkley.
Shaq a punch in your fucking
Shaq
face.
Shaq ain't punched nobody yet. He punched one white boy in the face in the NBA. No. One.
Wasn't that Bradley?
Bradley. He punched Bradley or one of them chunk skinny, white boys in the face.
One of them skinny little white boys.
Yeah, he punched one of them in the face. Good job, Shaq. He swung at Barkley. Barkley scooped that nigga. Oh, look it up, nigga. You got a smartphone.
I ain't give a scoop fuck about Barkley scooping fucking Shaq.
Scoop them. And now they friends. Scoop his ass. Turn them damn big ass shoes upside down. Those shoes were facing up wrong. Barkley scooped that big motherfucker. Big
well, you hard on Shaq, man.
I ain't hard on Shaq. Hard on himself. Calling this young ass girl 30 times is fucking nuts, man.
That shit is crazy, though, for real.
That's nuts.
That was cap in a way. Wow. That's cap.
It's all cap when the footage is sitting right in front of you, bro. You make a good politician, bro.
I don't believe her.
That's on you, man. I believe Shaq horn, as they say.
Huh?
I believe Shaq is horny, as they say. See that?
Hey, man, what do you think about this damn Coon Squad?
Coon Squad?
That been floating around on damn...
Who, Stephen A. Smith?
They got Lil Wayne.
Ooh.
50 Cent.
I seen that. Yeah, they coons.
What's the other dude's name? I can't think of his fucking name. Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka is a coon.
Ice Cube.
Cancun.
Kanye West.
Coon.
So what do you think about this shit?
They coons. This trust.
So basically
all
people
true.
said
it's all true, man.
Niggas ain't want nothing to do with y'all music no more. If you remember, we did a story earlier this year with Lil Wayne. Niggas walking out Lil Wayne concert. Lil Wayne stopped turning shit into a heavy metal or rock and roll shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Niggas like, what the fuck we got going on here? Niggas like, oh, I'm out.
I think what Lil Wayne really lost a lot of people was, I wish he wouldn't have answered that question about Black Lives Matter. I wish he would have left that alone.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
But it's still people still holding that shit over his head, bro. Like, I wish he just would have
said more than that.
I wish he would have just left it alone. I just in my opinion now, I wish he would have just avoided the question. Instead of saying what he said in the time of when he said it.
That nigga should have avoided a whole lot of shit.
He should have, but he should have avoided that question. And I think people still holding his ass on that. I mean, I don't say it's right now. I'm not agreeing with it. I just think people still holding that on his head. And then when he tried this, you know, he tried this crossover stuff, it ain't sticking. It ain't coming through like he think it should be.
That nigga should have left the damn Black Life Matters question alone.
No, he should have left it, in my opinion.
That nigga should have left that damn stupid ass sweater he had on at the damn White House.
He should have left that loan. He should have left that loan too.
That nigga should have damn left the damn annual Lil Durk was down. Lock up shit on.
He should have left that alone too. I agree.
I mean,
but he said he don't even know. He don't see race. He don't know what racism is. He don't know what that is, nigga. You don't have to experience it to know what it is. First off, you know exactly what the fuck racism is. You just don't want to lose that side or whatever you got going on because you don't want to answer the question. Like it's clearly is, bro. It is racism out here. And for you to sit there as a black person and act like you never, ever, ever experienced that or heard of it or know anybody that have ever experienced that is fucking crazy, bro. Crazy. How fucking high you gotta be? You high every day of your fucking life, bro, that you don't understand that there are things going on out here. Like, come on, Lil Wayne, man. I can't give you that one, bro. If you just say, you know what, I have no comment on that, and left it alone, bro, whatever. But when you go on it like you just basically, you just saw the whole country talking about George Floyd and the Trayvon Martin and George Floyd and all these songs you hear about people even referencing them and talking about. Come on, man. Nigga act like you ain't walked by no TV for fucking 2 years? Fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here.
Wait, see,
bro, this shit was in music. It was a big movement, bro. It was a moment. You couldn't avoid it if you wanted it to.
So
come on, Wayne.
Where that put you at as a Wayne fan?
I like Wayne music. Mm. I like Wayne music. I ain't say I like all of his music. I like a lot of older Wayne stuff. A lot of older Wayne stuff. I do.
You watch the Verses?
No, I didn't watch it. Mm-hmm. I caught some clips on Twitter and all that, but I didn't watch it. Okay. But when Wayne say silly shit like that, mm-hmm. I just can't get with that, bro. I gotta hold him to it. For you to be that damn naive or say you that naive is crazy. It's just crazy to me, man.
So you
you couldn't avoid that shit if you wanted to, bro.
So you are you done with Wayne though?
Am I done with him?
Yeah.
I'm not expecting anything, no more classics from him.
Man.
No, I'm not. Not at this point. I think he done ran. He done topped out. He went and he topped out, and now it's the decline. And sometimes you gotta know when to fold up and let it go, bro. Be on a jump on a song or two. Do like a Jay-Z, bro. Jump on a verse or two. Tear that shit up and go on to the house. Putting out a whole album, it ain't in you no more because. Your beats were terrible. These last albums, the beats were terrible. I'm just calling like it is, man. Yeah, I wanted to hear No Ceilings Wayne.
I'm still holding on to
No Ceilings Wayne. This whole production is terrible on his last album.
It was
fucking terrible because nobody can tell him no. Mm. And he done got to a point in his career where he go in the studio and he tell motherfuckers what he want to do, how he want to do it, and that's it. And nobody can challenge him on that dumb ass shit. Mm. So it's trash. He's not a producer. He's a rapper. Let motherfuckers produce the fucking album, bro. That shit was horrible. And I wanted No Ceilings Wayne so bad. And I didn't get that.
It's over for Wayne, man.
Listen, you know what? I'm not even going to dispute that at all. I just think he hit his peak. And now he's on the decline, bro.
Now, Wayne.
Full of shit.
Wayne down. What the last place I seen fucking Wayne? I saw Wayne on TV somewhere.
He was on what it was, one of the BET Awards, I think.
No,
one
of the BET fucking Awards.
He was in the with the black tie, with the tie and the white shirt. He did like a freestyle. No, he was on Jimmy Fallon somewhere.
It was UFC.
It was where?
What, the UFC?
UFC, a UFC fight?
Yeah, that was last time we saw Wayne.
I thought you were talking about performing. Oh, you talking about just seeing him, period. Just
seeing him, period.
He was at it wasn't Crawford fight. It was somebody he walked out with at a fight. He did walk out with somebody at a fight. Oh, he walked out with the Dustin Poirier. That was the UFC fight.
Last time we saw Wayne, right?
Yeah, but he didn't perform. I thought you were talking about performing.
Nah.
Just him, period.
Just him, period.
Yeah. He was on... No, he wasn't on first. He wasn't on. No, that was skipping them shit.
Wayne going to down. Wayne no crossover.
Yeah, he can do the heavy metal and rock shit. He just got to know what crowd he playing. He can't bring that shit to the hood.
Waka Flocka.
Yeah, Waka Flocka suck, man. He's another ignorant nigga.
Ice Cube.
He ain't the voice for me. That nigga don't talk for me.
Mm-hmm.
Who told Ice Cube he was the voice of the streets?
What's the other nigga I said?
Kanye, 50 Cent. 50 Cent definitely don't. Man, fuck 50 Cent. Okay.
And then Brazil told Kanye he bring that damn anti-Jew shit, anti-Semitic shit over there. They gonna lock your black ass up.
Mm-hmm,
if you want
him. He ain't fool.
We won't give a fuck about you and your bipolar shit.
We're gonna lock you and that damn bipolar ass shit up. We got cuffs for both of y'all niggas. We got stuff for you, Kanye, and cuffs for Yee.
Yeah, we got
cuffs for both of y'all ass.
Right.
You try to bring that shit over here.
Yeah.
Sing that damn Don the shit you want him. And your ass where your ass. Yeah,
that's
come
it
on
for you.
Come on over here, tough guy. And right. I saw him with the rabbi,
mm-hmm.
holding hands with the rabbi. You seen that shit?
Yeah, I saw it.
Kanye, come on, Kanye. But I saw you slip that album in there and it did nothing. That little song, that little song you slipped in there, it did nothing. Absolutely nothing. This shit's down to Mitch and Josie right now. Album Mitch and Josie.
What about your we got people key they had to take the take the Trump exhibit down.
Oh yeah,
niggas keep punching.
People keep walking by punching the Trump exhibit in the face. I'd have punched that motherfucker too. I'd have walked by and peed on it, man. They'd have locked me up for indecent exposure.
So,
yeah, man.
The San Antonio Wax Museum removes Trump figure because visitors keep punching it in the face.
I'd have been one of them visitors.
No.
I'd have kicked it in the nuts. So, the Trump exhibit, for those that ain't know, you know, they have wax museum where you go in. They got life size, wax figures of these, supposed to be entertainers or, you know, rich folk, whoever decided to pay their money to go up in there. And so the people go in and gave Trump wax thing a black eye. Motherfuckers paid $25 going to just to punch Trump in the face, man.
Right.
$25 punch.
Right.
Go in, slap Trump around. And they say they had to take the exhibit down because people was coming in and were winding that shit up, bro.
Winding
that shit up like Marvelous Marvin Hagler in that motherfucker, man. Winding that shit up and giving Trump a black eye.
Cause you didn't get, don't they got booed at the Commanders game.
Bro, that shit was fucking hilarious, bro.
Yeah.
Now you on this is the veteran salute to service, right?
Right.
You in Washington, D.C. This is supposed to be where you supposed to be the big dog at.
Mm-hmm.
You in Washington, D.C.
Right.
You at the Washington Commanders game. And went to read the damn We the People, or whatever you were reading. I couldn't even tell you were reading them damn boobs so fucking loud. And them damn white people went there throwing their middle finger up at Trump and that damn. You should have seen his face, bro. His face would have told it for me, bro. That joker had the dumbest look on his face.
Right.
He couldn't believe that he was getting fucking, that he was getting damn, getting down.
Get booed and shit.
Like that, bro. Right.
Niggas sticking their fingers up. Oh, that shit, nigga. So, damn. The nigga, what the fuck he was talking about at the fucking game?
He was supposed to be reading something from like a salute to service. I don't know exactly what he's supposed to be reading.
I don't know the fuck he was.
But they were booing so fucking loud in there, man. I'm like, white people turned on his ass in there, but that shit, it's funny when white people get mad anyway.
What's so funny about white people?
When white people get mad, they get fucking mad.
Oh,
they get super pissed, bro.
Yeah.
And then white people went to turn around and that dude had both them fingers up at Trump, man. That shit was so damn funny to me, bro. And I'm like, man, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning of what's to come, bro.
But Trump's so delusional. He
don't give a fuck.
He
don't give a fuck. He thought he was cheering him.
Yeah, he didn't realize niggas booing his ass.
They was booing the fuck out of his ass, bro. Loudly too, bro. They even said something on the damn telecast where how they were booing, bro.
Yeah, damn, for real.
Fuck you. They had to turn the sound off that shit, man. That shit was the motherfucker going bananas out of there, man.
God damn.
Bro, that shit was crazy, bro. How they were, and then he talking about they need to name the stadium after him. Yeah, do that. Yeah, that's what he need to do.
No,
do
man.
They had to move Washington. They had to play their games down there in Baltimore.
No, man.
I'm telling you, bro. That shit got out of hand. How that nigga got booed in there, bro.
Trump don't believe it.
He don't believe. He thought he was cheering.
Yeah, he did.
They love me.
What else we got out here, man?
Damn. What is that? They have a crown hitting. Damn.
What else we got out here, bro?
Oh, man. It's a plethora of shit we can talk about. So we hit on the 2000. We hit on the Trump at the game. What's up with all these damn people getting caught up with these damn underage girls, man?
Who get caught up with underage
man,
girls?
Man, all now? These... It's a story every day of somebody getting caught up in some pedophile shit, bro. Like, this shit is out of hand, man.
It is.
It's crazy out here.
It is.
It's a lot of stuff going on, man. And shit, it's a lot of things in the news about people getting caught out here with them, wilding the fuck out.
As they should.
Wilding the fuck out. I had some shit saved too.
What you got saved?
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find it.
I'm surprised you ain't said nothing about the Epstein file stuff that came out.
Oh, man.
Oh, that might
be. Oh, shit, yeah, man.
About Trump?
Shit. Man, that motherfucker name all, that name, nigga name all over that shit.
Talking about
you. Motherfuckers, you got Trump in, you got, you want pictures of Dirty Donald. Damn!
Who said that?
The Epstein.
Epstein.
He said what?
You want pictures of Dirty Donald?
Yeah, they said there was a said there's like an email or there's like something in the file that said
photos,
said that he got
photos.
He getting head by Bubba.
Bubba? Who the fuck is Bubba?
Bubba could be Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Who got head by Bill Clinton? Shut the fuck up.
Hold on. Let me pull it up.
Hey, what's that damn Drewski mean? I don't know.
Damn.
It's a wild shit going on out here, bro.
What's that?
Yeah, man.
Damn. Bizarre Epstein files reference to Trump, Putin, mm-hmm. and oral sex mm-hmm. with Bubba draws scrutiny in Congress.
No, man.
Bubba.
That continues to appear to be references to President Donald Trump allegedly performing oral sex, raising questions the committee cannot answer until the Department of Justice turns
oral
over the records.
Who?
On Bubba.
On Bubba. He was down there, you know.
Bubba is, okay, hold on. I got it. On Friday afternoon interview with The Advocate, Mark wrote that Jeffrey Epstein said that there was, that he was with a former Trump advisor, Steve Bannon, and he should ask him if Putin has the photos of Trump blowing Bubba. Bubba is the nickname for former President
Bill Clinton.
Has been known by, however, the email does not clarify who Mark Epstein meant.
No, man.
Yeah, man. They got some of the stuff saying Epstein said Trump was the worst person he ever knew, bro. He not one decent cell in this nigga body. Now, this the man that actually, you know, supposedly, you know, according to the report, molested multiple women and committed multiple crimes. And you said, this nigga is the worst nigga you ever met? Not the nigga you see in the mirror every day? No. God damn. How bad you gotta be, bro? How bad you gotta be, man? This motherfucker went to calling up people on the slick and asking them not to sign the petition and let this shit out, bro. He called up Mace. He called up a few people on the slick, bro. Pam Bondi with her ugly ass.
Did you catch it? No, hell no.
Call him up and said, do not let this shit get out. The damn people, motherfucker dropped 20,000 emails, bro. It was 20,000 emails, bro. You can't stop them all.
Damn.
And he gonna say he ain't never met the guy. He ain't never hang out with the guy. He, you know, he wasn't hanging out with him, bro. Come on, man. That shit's nuts, bro. That shit's nuts.
So Bill Clinton supposed to be Bubba?
Bubba. Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck
Clinton.
Up.
No, that's what they're saying.
I'm telling you,
Bubba,
I'm reading it right off the
bro,
side.
I'm telling you, this shit comes straight from the emails, bro. This shit comes straight from the emails,
so
bro.
So Bill Clinton Bubba now.
Yeah.
They been saying that was his name.
That was his name. Yeah, his name was Bubba.
So Bill Clinton got a dick sucked by Trump?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's alleged.
That's what
shut the fuck up.
I literally read the article.
That makes sense of why he hated Hillary so much.
Shut the fuck up.
It makes plenty of sense.
I ain't even going fucking there with y'all. Hey, man,
I'm just telling you what's out there, man.
I don't see Trump on that shit, though. I don't think he that. I don't think he that.
Listen, they got Democrats. They got the post out there.
Put me through there.
Take me through there, bro. Trump said, take me through that. Where you going, twin? That motherfucker need to go to prison. Hey, they said Trump was 2017, him and Epstein did Thanksgiving together, bro.
That what they say.
That boy was doing more than stuffing turkeys too.
Do you watch the Epstein files? Do y'all watch the Epstein files on Netflix?
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
No, Epstein. I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it at all.
I haven't watched it.
I'm about to check that out.
But they were like Trump's, they like a house or two down.
Yeah.
Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, they was close. They were close. And another thing too, the Maxwell lady here, You know, she done got moved to Camp Snoopy, right?
Snoopy? What the fuck is that?
Camp Snoopy. She done got moved from a high maximum 20-year, you know, because she got caught petting, but she got moved to Camp Snoopy. She got moved to Camp Snoopy, right? And then they gave her, she got a dog of herself. She got a dog of herself. She got like a little, she got a dog now. So they give her whatever she want because she's the key that could bring all that shit together. Uh-huh. She's the one that can spill the whole beans in.
So she had
Camp Snoopy. She doing her time at Camp Snoopy, man.
I ain't never heard of fucking Camp Snoopy.
Come on, man. You ever be Peanuts, bro. You know what Camp Snoopy is, don't you?
You said
you know what Camp Snoopy is, right? Yeah, you know what Camp Snoopy is. Camp Snoopy is a good time, Jack.
Yeah, I hear you.
Go down to Carowind, they got Camp Snoopy down there. You go Camp Snoopy. Okay. That's where she doing her fucking time at.
All right, I got you.
That shit so laid back.
I ain't never heard of fucking Camp Snoopy.
Camp Snoopy, man. I'm telling you now. She got a dog in her cell. She can fucking run around, do what the fuck she want to do. Mm-hmm. She got Trump by the balls.
She got a dog in her cell?
Yeah, she got a dog now. That's how easy her time is.
She just got a dog.
She got a dog, bro. Got a little puppy in her cell.
Damn.
Now, you tell me what kind of damn time you doing in jail, you get a puppy, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
God damn. Because
she got Trump by the balls, man. He got to do what she say. Mm-hmm. And if he don't, she going to tie all that shit together. That's why he probably try to pardon her, and then that really going to show the guilt then.
Oh, yeah. That's over.
But, you know, he done pardon the motherfucker that tried to help him turn the election over.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani, you know.
But that shit, if he pardon her about that, that shit, it's over for him, Sly.
It's over for his ass anyway. 20,000 emails, man. That nigga ain't lying. Some of the emails true, man. Out of 20,000, they all lies? Ain't no fucking way.
20,000
emails. 20,000 emails, they all lies, bro. And it's more to come? They ain't finished?
Yeah.
20,000 emails, and you mean to tell me they all lies? Shit, Skull. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
We ain't got to go that deep in the books, bro.
We don't.
You're guilty. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to go that deep. It's 20,000 emails calling your name, bro. Calling my name. Buddy Landell.
20,000 emails
calling my name.
I believe this nigga drunk.
20,000 emails calling my name.
Everybody
ain't lying, man.
Everybody ain't lying.
Everybody, 20,000 people say you ain't shit. You probably ain't shit, bro. I'm gonna go with you ain't shit for 100. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with you ain't shit, bro. 20,000 times? Well, you know how much, horny you gotta be, bro, to get. I don't think I heard my name 20,000 times in my life, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like in life, since you were born, yourself, since somebody gave you the name yourself, have you heard your name 20,000 times, bro?
No.
You know how fucking horny you gotta be for a motherfucker to see you 20,000 emails?
Yeah.
This nigga been talking about you for a hot minute. I'm finna pull up. 20,000 fucking times, bro. Not 200. 20,000 times your name was called, bro. And you ain't guilty?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
But listen, man.
Where we going, twin?
Oh boy. Let's get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh shit, we supposed to be doing
scumbag tip of the week.
My scumbag tip of the week is 20,000 or 200. A mother call your name that many times, your ass did it. You did it and you're guilty as fuck. Alright?
No.
It don't take that much to know when a motherfucker guilty, man. Alright. And then when you get your $2,000, I suggest you hold on to it. You had to get right back to the government in February. Don't go down to Walmart, got your buggy run over with shit. Shit falling out the side of your damn buggy. Because you want to buy up all the damn shrimp and shit. All the damn great value shrimp and shit out of there. Hold on to that money, man. Hold on to the money.
Hold
on to the
money.
Hey, real quick, just a PSA. For those people who have issues with their Snap, if they go to Sumter Street Grocery.
What?
Sumter Street Grocery. You know Snap. You know Snap cards.
Oh, Snap Benefits.
Yeah, Snap Benefits.
Snapchat.
No.
Sumter Street got going on with Snapchat.
No. Snap Benefits.
What are you showing? You don't have butcher damn food?
No. So what they're going to do is you show your Snap card. And they're going to give you 10 pounds of chicken. Three pounds of rice and a couple of cans of vegetables to kind of help get you through. So
appreciate that, man. That's a good look, man. Hey, good looking out, Sumter Street.
There you go.
Yeah, we got to pass that along, man. Cause that'd be big for some people. It'll be big for some folks out here right now, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Cause G giving us a turkey, and I was gonna keep my turkey, but if somebody need it, they can have it. So, if you,
I can't deal with your turkey this year.
Yeah. We done broke up the damn. You know, we usually do turkeys, man. We fry turkeys the morning, Thanksgiving morning, and we be drunk by 9:30. But this year, man, these new niggas got other plans. These boys wanna go. They wanna do something else. Breaking tradition.
We break a tradition. We at the beach. Everybody at the beach this week.
Everybody at the beach, man. Oh, but, shit! Good pick, boy.
But my scumbag tip of the week goes to. You know, it don't go to anybody. This go, you know, just something.
I got another thing to add to. Go ahead.
The wrong partner will multiply problems you didn't even have before. So make sure you choose the right people in life, man.
Yeah, man. This stupid. Man, read your damn quote.
That nigga said,
That shit make a difference, man.
Yeah,
because she was relationship, partner, friends, man. Business. You got the wrong motherfucker, man. You going down, Jake.
There you go.
And November is Men's Mental Health Month.
Men's Mental Health Month.
So,
for sure.
Hey, ladies, leave that nigga alone this month, man. If he say, look, I just want to sit here chill, let the man fucking chill, man.
That's right.
Okay, let the man chill, because it's Men's Mental Health Month. We don't get much. We only get 3 days and 1 month out of 12.
Mm-hmm.
Father's Day.
Birthday.
Your birthday and Men's Mental Health Month. That's it. Okay. The rest of that shit, we carry it on our shoulders. So ask your partner, ask your homeboy, hey, man, how you doing, man? You good, bro? You need something you want to talk about? You know, check on your folks, man.
Word. K-Stuck, let them know how they can find you, man.
Hey, if you're looking for me, I don't be waiting on my damn 2,000.
2,000?
Nah. But if you're looking for me, you can find me at KStuckin76. That's KStuckin76 on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find me on the Scumbag Lounge page on all social media platforms. Holler at your boy.
Word, man. You all can find me at 40 Farms on Twitter, Instagram. Also find me at the Scumbag Lounge. Also, man, I want to give a shout out to all the Scorpios who celebrate birthdays this month.
That's right.
Also, man, also to the DJ League. Make sure y'all go check us out on down Blazer 420 during PM. The opening will be open for voting I think next weekend. But I'll make sure I confirm that date for you all next time y'all hear our voices. And the Scumbags are out.